الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وصحابك يا نور الله Our beloved Master صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم has stated Anyone who recites 50 times durood upon me, I will shake hands with him on the day of judgment. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Welcome and marhaba dear viewers of Maddi channel Silsila in the light of Quran. In the last Silsila, we were discussing about sabr, patience. And then we also discussed in Allah ma'as sabirin. Indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with the patient. Allahu Akbar. And then we also discussed that from the lives of the prophets before the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we can learn many things. One of them, that they used to be very steadfast at the time of test and trial. Allahu Akbar. Many verses Mufti Sahab quoted, those verses in which the sabr of the Anbiya and Prophets before the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was described. Like the incident of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam and Hazrat Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam. Ya abatif alma tu'mar satajiduni insha'allahu min as-sabirin innama yuwaffa as-sabiruna ajrahum bighayri hisab then innama ashku bathi wa huzni ilallah and then many other verses of the Holy Quran subhanallah so from all these verses we came to know that whenever is someone in the trouble in problem in adversity there are two weapons for him number one remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala zikrullah azza wa jal is that support which always strengthens heart of a Muslim. And then the second thing is reading and reciting the verses of Holy Quran. Through the recitation of these particular verses of sabr, you remind yourself that you are a Muslim. And being a Muslim, you have to show patience. And only you are not in this adversity. People before you, they also had to go through all these processes. Although the wisdom behind their tests and trials was something totally different from our trials and tests. This was the capsule summary of what we discussed in the last silsila. So that all was about the lives of the prophets before the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then we discussed وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْسٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ Five things. Fear, hunger, then loss of wealth or property and loss of lives and loss of fruits. So particularly these five things a Muslim is, sometimes he is tested through these things. So what I want to ask here that can we have some lesson, some stories from the lifestyle of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as well that he had to go through these trials and then what was his behavior and how can we learn from his lifestyle what was his reaction when he was in this kind of trial and test
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim as you have recited some ayat regarding the previous prophets alayhim salatu wassalam and they showed their patience and they turned towards the court of Allah at that time of calamity and problems so as we know our beloved prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is superior to others all the other prophets. His character is higher than the characters of other prophets alayhi salatu wasalam. So particularly in this matter of sabr, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam has given us a lot of examples. In all the matters of life, in all the kinds of calamity and problems, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasalam showed his beautiful character. But one thing I would mention here, because we are discussing the word wala nabluwannakum, Almighty Allah has stated, I will definitely test you. So now the test of people might be for different reasons. As test for us would be to test our character, and our behavior at the time of problems. But about prophets, the wisdom is different. The wisdom behind the patience of prophets and test of prophets alayhi salatu wasalam is to show their character and to give us examples in the lives of those prophets. And particularly when our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the best role model for us, as Allah azza wa jalla has mentioned in the Holy Quran, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. Indeed, in the life of the Messenger of Allah, there is best role model for you. So because in the life of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there is best role model for us, that's why in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, all kinds of good qualities are found. And we can read in the books of Seerah. So as far as the matter of patience and sabr of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is concerned, particularly in the matter of fear. So as we discussed, fear is two types. One is fear of Allah. Almighty Allah tests us regarding that fear as well. Do we have in our heart or not? So in that regard, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the most fearful personality in the entire universe. He has fear of Allah azza wa jal more than any other. As Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned many places, ana ataqakum wa akhshakum. I am most pious and most fearful than you. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has fear of Allah more than anyone else. Then at other times of fear, any problem occurs, fear from enemies occurs. At that time, what was the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? So that there are many examples, and some of them have been mentioned in Quran and many of them have been mentioned in ahadith. For example, in Quran, Allah azza wa jalla has told us the story of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam regarding his migration. When Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam migrated from Makkah to Medina, and during that journey, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam went into cave, and Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was with him, and infidels were behind Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And when they came close to that cave, the cave of Thor, where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was, that time, now if you imagine that scene, that those people who are being chased are inside the cave, and killers and chasing people are out of the door. If they look into that cave, so they could have seen the feet of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So at that time, we can imagine the fear what could be at that time. But what was the character of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam at that time? Allah azza wa jalla has mentioned in the Holy Quran, in one surah, Allah azza wa jalla has stated, illa tansuruhu faqad nasarahu Allah iz akhrajahu alladhina kafaru thaniyatayn iz huma fil ghari iz yaqulu li sahibihi la tahzan inna Allaha ma'ana fa anzalallahu sakinatahu alayhi wa ayyadahu bi junudin lam tarawha. Allah azza wa jalla has stated, illa tansuruhu, O people, if you help him not, if you help Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam not, if you don't help him, then it doesn't matter. Faqad nasarahu Allah, because indeed Allah has supported him, Allah has helped him. When iz akhrajahu alladhina kafaru, when infidels exiled him, iz huma fil ghar, while they were both in a cave, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Siddiq Akbar, they were in a cave, iz yaqulu li sahibihi, and when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was saying to Abu Bakr Siddiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, la tahzan, don't be grieved, inna Allaha ma'ana, indeed Allah is with us. So then Allah sends his calmness and sakina and tranquility on Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and help him with those groups which you didn't see. So now in this ayah, see, the killers are behind, they could have seen Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and they could have killed. At that time, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam didn't say any word of impatience. The words which have been spoken by him are la tahzan inna Allaha ma'ana, don't be grieved, don't be afraid, indeed Allah is with us. So that was the patience of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam at the time of fear, and that was the time of trust in Allah, because at that time Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is showing his trust and his patience. What was his trust in Allah azza wa jal? No grief and no worry. At that time, his eyes were on the mercy of Allah, his eyes were towards the blessings of Allah, and he is remembering Allah azza wa jal at that time. And now see the words. The word is la tahzan, the other word is inna Allaha ma'ana, and we have discussed at the time of calamity the best way to adopt patience, two things. One is remembrance of Allah, and the second is determination of sabr, determination of patience. A person determines that I would show patience. Now in this ayah, when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is mentioning la tahzan, that is that determination, we will show patience, and he is guiding and teaching Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, don't be afraid, la tahzan. So that is the determination of patience. And the other thing, inna allaha ma'ana, indeed Allah is with us. So that is the remembrance of Allah. So these are the two pillars of patience, are these are the two ways of adopting patience. Remembrance of Allah azza wa jalla is one of them, and then determination of patience is other best tool to gain patience. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam showed that character at the time of fear. Then other times there are many hadiths in which sahaba ikram have told that whenever a matter occurs to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that the troubling matter, any matter troubles to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would offer prayer at that time. What was that? So basically that was following the commandment of Allah, ya ayyuhalladhina amanu ista'inu bis-sabri was-salah. Who believers, seek help through patience and prayer. At the time of fear, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is showing patience and he is offering prayer as well. So in that way he is particularly acting upon that commandment of Allah azza wa jal. And that's why the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the embodiment of the teachings of Quran. That's why when one sahabi or one person asked Sayyida Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha about the khuluq, about the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so what was her answer? She said, kana khuluquhul Quran, the character of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was Quran, because Quran teaches us, gives us teachings, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam acted upon that and he showed how to act upon these commandments. So the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was the embodiment of the teachings of Quran, the manners of Quran, the qualities of Quran. The good qualities have been mentioned in Quran, those could be seen in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the negative qualities, those were totally away from the beautiful character of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So that was the character of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam at that time of fear regarding patience.
Subhanallah. Dear viewers of Madni channel, indeed the beautiful life of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is a perfect role model for us. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, laqad kana lakum fi rasulillahi uswatun hasana, uswa hasana, the best role model. And the perfect role model is only the personality of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And imagine the situation. Enemies are behind the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam at the time of migration from Makkah to Medina, and Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq is also with the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Both of them, they are inside the cave. Now enemies, they come looking for the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam with bad intention. What is their intention? You know very well, when an enemy is chasing someone, so what is his intention? And at that time, when enemies are very near and they could have found the Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and they could have done what they wanted to do, but it was Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who gave strength to the heart of beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And at that time of difficulty, the time of fear, and what he is saying, la tahzan inna Allah ma'ana, a role model for us, that he is giving heart to his friend Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq, that la tahzan, don't be grieved, Allahu Akbar, inna Allah ma'ana, indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with us. And this is, you know, actually again the same thing which Mufti Sahib has described at the end of last silsila, that whenever a Muslim is in trouble, so there are two things, remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and recitation of those verses in which sabr is mentioned, in which sabr of Anbiya-e-Kiram and other bondsmen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioned. Subhanallah. And then last but not the least, the most beautiful thing, ista'inu bis-sabri was-salah, that whenever you are in a calamity, you are facing troubles, you are in troubles, so ista'inu bis-sabri was-salah, be patient and seek help from salah, from namaz. And Aqaid-ul-Alam sallallahu alaihi wasallam is a perfect role model for us. What Quran is teaching us, Aqad Alam Sallallahu Ta'ala Sallam, through his actions, through his practices, he is showing us. At the time of adversity, he Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to engage himself, he used to offer salah, and through salah he would seek the help of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And moving forward to the next question, Mufti Sahab, hunger throughout the world is one of the biggest problems nowadays, and especially we mentioned in one of our silsilas that in African countries and in many other parts of the world, people are suffering from hunger. So can we find hunger in the life of beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam as well? And what was the behavior of Aqad Alam sallallahu alaihi wasallam at the time of hunger? So can you put some light on this as well?
As we have mentioned about fear, that fear are two kinds. One is the religious fear, the fear of Allah Azza wa Jal, the fear of the Day of Judgment. So that was in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then the other fear of enemies. So at that time showing patience. So similarly, the hunger is also two kinds. One is which is Sharia responsibility, means observing fast. That is a kind of hunger. And the other, without fasting, a person is in hunger. Without fasting, might be without any option, a person is in the state of hunger. In both kinds of hunger, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has shown us his seerah. As regarding fasting, so in the month of Ramadan, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would observe fast in the month of Ramadan. Then in the month of Shaban, so in the month of Shaban, approximately the whole month, for the whole month, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would observe fast. Then in other days, as on every Monday, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had mentioned, because I was born on Monday, so that's why I observe fast on Monday. So that was the routine of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then some other days, as in the days of Ashura, 9th of Muharram al-Haram and 10th of Muharram al-Haram. Then for many other days, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had mentioned the excellences of observing fast in some different days, as Ayyam-e Bees, 13th, 14th and 15th of every Islamic month. Then in the 10 days of Muharram al-Haram and in the 9 days of Zulhijjah al-Haram, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had mentioned the excellences of observing fast in those days. And it was the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Whatever he used to teach others, and he would offer himself as well. That was the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So in the month of Ramadan, in the month of Shaban, on every Monday, then in other days, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam would observe fast. Then there was another kind of hunger. That was the kind of fasting, observing fast. In that particular kind, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is totally unique and different from others. And those fastings are called Saum-e Wisal. Saum-e Wisal means without taking iftar, the next fasting starts. Without taking iftar, the next fasting starts. So, and these are called continuous fastings, Saum-e Wisal. Once Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam started observing fast without taking iftar and sahar for the next day, when Sahaba Ikram radiallahu ta'ala anhum, they observed, so because they were keen to follow all the actions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so they started observing fast in the same way. But after 2 days, after 3 days, so it was difficult for them to stand even in prayer. So when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam observed them, asked them, what happened to you? And why are you in this condition? Why are you in this state? They answered, Ya Rasulullah, because we observe you observing continued fasting, so we are following you. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam answered them, Ayyukum mithli, which of you is like me? I spend my night with Allah and He provided me food. So I spend my night with Allah Azza wa Jalla. So which of you is like me? So then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam forbade Sahaba ikram for observing continuous fastings, Saum-e Wisal, but he himself observed those fasts. So now those fasts are 10 times harder than the fasting of Sahaba ikram. So in that way we can see the hunger of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the patience of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam at the time of hunger. That hunger was in the form of fastings. Other than that, the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was in that way. Sometimes he would eat, sometimes he remained hungry. And there is a hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told, Almighty Allah offered me, O beloved Prophet, if you want, I would turn the valley of Makkah into gold. But Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, O Allah, I want to be filled for a day and I want to be hungry for a day. When I am hungry, I will beseech you and I will remember you. And when I will eat, so I will pay gratitude to you and I will praise you. So I want that. I want to be hungry for a day and I want to be filled for a day. So it means Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam adopted that hunger optionally. He was given option to adopt hunger or the valley of Makkah would be turned into gold. But Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam deliberately, knowingly, he adopted hunger and that state. So that was the character of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the matter of hunger. Then there is another hadith. Hazrat Urwa bin Zubair radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, he was the nephew of Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala anha. So Hazrat Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu ta'ala anha once told him that at the time when we were Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so sometimes for 2 months we used to see the new moon, then the new moon, then the new moon. Within 2 months, 3 moons. And within that period, the fire was not kindled in the house of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And during that time, so we survived without that. Hazrat Urwa bin Masood radiallahu ta'ala asked, oh my aunt, so how did you survive and what was your food that time? Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala answered, 2 things were our food, dates and water. Means for 2 months, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam along with his family, along with his wives, blessed wives, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam just ate only dates and water. And that was in those days when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, if he willed, so he would collect worldly stuff. But even at that time, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam adopted that kind of life. So that was the patience of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam at the time of hunger.
And dear viewers of Madni channel, in every aspect of our lives, we can get light and noor and guidance from the life of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. If he wanted, the valleys could have been turned into gold, but he didn't will this thing. What he wanted, he said that, oh Allah, I want to remain hungry for a day so that I can cry in your court, and the other day I want to fill my stomach so that I can pay gratitude to you. So he wanted to remain between sabr and shukr. Allahu Akbar. This should also be a lesson for us, that at the time of adversity we should be very patient, and at the time of ni'mats and bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we should be full of gratitude. Allahu Akbar. These are the 2 wings of Iman, sabr and shukr. And with these two wings, a Muslim attains closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then this hunger, it was sort of optional hunger. He himself chose hunger. Why? Because in his ummah there are many people who are poor and hungry, so he wanted to become a role model for them as well. Allahu Akbar. So in the life of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there are lot of lessons for us. There is a guidance for us. There is a light and noor for us. Then viewers of Madni channel, we have discussed fear and we have also discussed hunger, but maybe one of them sitting in front of Madni channel and he is suffering from a loss of property, loss of wealth. So you must be having some questions in your mind, that do we have any guidance from the life of beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam regarding the loss of wealth? What was his behavior? What was his reaction when he had to suffer any loss in terms of property or wealth? So let's ask Mufti Sahab. So what guidance can we attain from the seerah of beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam at the time of loss of property or wealth?
I think this thing could be perceived very easily in the light of those hadiths which we have discussed, as for 2 months fire was not kindled in the house of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So, and then there are many other hadiths. As for example, there is a hadith in Bukhari Sharif. Once Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu visited the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So when he entered into the hujra of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so he observed Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was lying on a mat, and that was made of palm tree leaves, and in the whole house there was nothing except a few things, some water skins, then just that mat of palm tree leaves, and then one pillow stuffed with the fibers of palm tree. So that was the whole world of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then the marks of that mat was imprinted on the blessed body of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, on which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was lying. So when Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala observed, so he wept. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked him, why are you weeping? Ma yubkika, what thing is make you weeping, O Umar Farooq? Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala answered, ya Rasulullah, on the other side they are Kaisar and Kisra, they are in luxurious life and they are enjoying this world, and on the other side you are the Prophet of Allah, but you are in this state. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam answered him, O Umar, are you not satisfied that they are enjoying this world, we will enjoy hereafter? Means for them this world which will finish, but for us there is hereafter, the endless, which has no end. So for us there is hereafter. And then there is another hadith, as at the time of the demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to sahaba ikram, la nurithu ma taraknahu sadaqatan, we prophets don't leave behind any wealth, and whatever we leave that is given in charity. And what Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam left behind, those were only a few things, one goat and some other stuff which was very ordinary, apparently which were very ordinary. So that was the inheritance of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which was given into charity. So till the last moment of his apparent life in this world, that was the condition of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So it shows how was the condition of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam regarding worldly wealth. So that was the character.
Subhanallah, dear viewers of Madni channel, many of you must have found answers to your questions, that if you are in trouble, financial problems, you are suffering losses in your business, or anything else has happened in terms of financial problems, so what should be your behavior, what should be your reaction, how can you attain guidance from the blessed life of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Subhanallah, so Mufti sahab has given answer. Last two things in the verse, وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْسٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ. Anfus and Thamarat. Anfus means lives. Thamarat means fruits. So many of you, you know, in this world, sometimes we see someone who was very dear to us, he passed away in front of our eyes. So suffering the loss of lives, your child, your brother, your sister, or your wife, she passes away. So at that time, when you are suffering this kind of loss, so what should be your behavior? So Mufsab, in this situation, when we have lost someone who was very dear to us, so in this situation, how can we attain guidance from the seerah of beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam?
The seerah is full of such examples. Thik. As we know, before the birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the father of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed away.
Allah.
And at the age of 6 years old, the mother of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed away. Then he was in the lap of Hazrat Abdul Muttalib radiallahu ta'ala anhu, but he passed away as well.
Mm-hmm.
Then when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was in the need of Abu Talib, because he was the only supporter of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, at that time Abu Talib died. Then after that, Hazrat Khadijatul Kubra radiallahu ta'ala anha, who was the biggest supporter of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in every aspect of life, so she passed away. In all those occasions, there is no narration and there is no report about the word of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam which can show any impatience. At every time, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam showed only patience. Then, three or four sons of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam passed away in front of the eyes of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, particularly about Hazrat Ibrahim radiallahu ta'ala anhu. There is a particular hadith in Bukhari Sharif, when he was about to pass away, that time he was in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was observing him. At that time, when means he departed this world, so that time Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam started weeping. Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu ta'ala anhu or Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when they observed, one of them observed, so he asked, ya Rasulullah, what is that? might be in their mind, it was flowing of tears is against patience. So then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said very beautiful words and told the meaning of patience as well. Means flowing of tears is not against the patience. And then, but the words which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam spoke, we are grieved on your death, but we are satisfied with the decision of Allah and we praise Allah. So now the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam are showing patience. Then the condition of the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is showing patience, but he is weeping at that time as well. And in that way he is teaching that weeping is not against the patience. The main thing is what you say at the time of calamity and what is the condition of your heart. So the condition of heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is satisfaction with the decision of Allah, and the words which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam spoke that time, those were the praise of Allah azza wa jal. So if the meaning of thamarat is sons, so then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has shown his character at that time. And then anfus, his father, his mother, his grandfather, his uncle, his wife, all they passed away in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam showed only peace.
Subhanallah. Dear viewers of Madni channel, if I summarize the last 3-4 questions, so وَلَنَبْلُوَنَّكُمْ بِشَيْءٍ مِّنَ الْخَوْفِ وَالْجُوعِ وَنَقْسٍ مِّنَ الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَنفُسِ وَالثَّمَرَاتِ. This verse and the translation of this verse will be the best summary. In the life of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we see all these things, that there was fear, there was hunger, there was loss of property, loss of lives, loss of dear ones, and then loss of samarat, which can be translated into the loss of sons as well, according to one of the saying of Imam Shafi'i rahmatullahi ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. So in all these things, we find that Aqad Alam sallallahu alaihi wasallam is showing nothing but patience. Allahu Akbar. He is a role model for us. Then sabr, remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Again, what Mufti Sahib said, recitation of those verses or reminding you of the incidents of the prophets alayhi salam, and especially the example of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So when we remind ourselves of these things, so inshallah we will find a strength in our heart and we will be able to go through these difficult phases of our life with calmness and peace, and inshallah azza wa jal we will be counted amongst the sabireen. So Musab, these were the 5 particular areas which I wanted to ask. There must be many other incidents and occasions in the blessed life of beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam when he showed patience, for example when he was oppressed by the people of Makkah, and many other occasions. So how can we seek guidance from those incidents of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam's blessed life?
Basically, as we know, patience is a quality. Being patient, being sabir is a quality. Then it is shown, and it is shown in many ways. Problem might belong to some particular field, as 5 things which have been mentioned in that ayah, jew and hunger and the other things. But in other occasions, there are many kinds of calamity, because calamities kinds are too much. So in any kind of calamity which occurs to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam showed his character. And what was the main quality behind that? That was khuluq-e azim of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The standard of akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which Allah azza wa jalla mentioned in the Quran, wa innaka la'ala khuluqin azim. You are on the highest standard of akhlaq. Then in another ayah, Allah azza wa jalla mentioned, وَلَوْ كُنْتَ فَضًّا غَلِيظَ الْقَلْبِ لَنْفَضُّ مِنْ حَوْلِكَ. So فَبِمَا رَحْمَةٍ مِنَ اللَّهِ لِنْتَ لَهُمْ. By the mercy of Allah, you have become gentle for them. Your attitude, your behavior is very gentle and soft and polite for them. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was soft hearted. So that these were the qualities which creates patience in a person. When a person is soft hearted, he's not harsh and he's not hard hearted, so then he can show patience. Otherwise, if a person, he naturally, if he is not soft hearted, So then it is very difficult to show patience. And because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he was polite, he was gentle, he was kind, he was mercy, he was rahmatul lil alamin, he was rahmatul lil ladina amanu minkum. So because that was the quality of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so that's why in every kind of calamity and problem, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam showed his character of patience. As for example, when we read the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so how many stories we find? How many stories we find in those? For example, once Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha asked Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, "Ya Rasulullah, what was the toughest day and hardest day for you?" Because in her eyes, the day of Uhud was the hardest on Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam answered her, "O Aisha, the day of Taif was the toughest and hardest day for me when I presented myself in front of Abdiya, Leel and some other people, and they didn't accept my invitation, and they sent youngsters behind me, and they hurt me, injured me, wounded me. And that time when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was coming back from Taif, so during that time Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told that I looked towards skies to see a cloud who was shedding me. So I saw Jibreel Amin alayhi salatu wasalam in that cloud, and he greeted me, and Jibreel Amin alayhi salatu wasalam requested me, "Ya Rasulullah, the angel of mountains is with me, and Allah azza wa jalla has sent him. Whatever you command him, he will do. Whatever you command him, he will do." And that angel of mountains greeted Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and then he requested, "Ya Rasulullah, whatever you will say, I will do, because Allah azza wa jalla has commanded me to do. And so if you command me to let these mountains fall on these people or infidels who teased you, who hurt you, so I'll do that." Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "No, I don't want that. Might be they beget children who worship Allah, and they worship not other than Allah. So I'm hoping that." That was the character of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam for those people who teased, who hurt, who injured, who wounded Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they made fun of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. At that time, when he was in that condition, when he was wounded, when he was injured, when the blood was flowing from the blessed body of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that reached to the blessed feet of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the blessed shoes of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was filled with that blood, even at that time Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is forgiving those infidels, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying to the angel of mountains, "They will beget those children who will worship Allah. I hope so. Their children will worship Allah azza wa jal." So that was the toughest and hardest day for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then the other very famous story, at the time of conquer of Makkah, when all those people who used to tease, who used to hurt, who used to chase Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, made fun of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, blaming him, and then those people who compelled Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to leave his own city, Makkatul Mukarramah. So when those people were presented in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked him, "What do you think about me? What do you think about me now? What will I do with you? So they asked, you are the son of a gentle person, and we hope goodness from you." So then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam answered them, I would say those words which Yusuf alayhi salatu wasallam said to his brothers, "All of you are free.
Subhanallah.
La tasriba alaykum al-yawm. There is no blame on you today." So then, on seeing that character and attitude of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, all of them accepted Islam. And now, just reading and mentioning that incident is very easy. But if a person has a long life behind that, a long story behind that, for 13 years, those people who hurt Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam day and night, and they hurt in every way, they hurt. Then when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam migrated from that city to other city, so they attacked again and again, and they made conspiracies, they attacked Madinatul Munawwara. But when they are in the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and now Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was able to take revenge from them, but at that time Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is making them free and forgiving them. So that is the character of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the form of forgiveness to the infidels. Then other stories, many other stories, because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was very, very polite, he was kind, he was gentle. So that gentleness, politeness and kindness was seen, could be seen in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in many ways. For example, Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu told that I served Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam for 10 years and I was 10 years old. So 10 year old is a boy. A boy could make many mistakes. But he is telling that I served Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam for 10 years, but during those 10 years, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam never rebuked me, never said any harsh word to me. So for 10 years, that was the politeness and kindness of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then once Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was with other Sahaba ikram, a person came, a Bedouin person came, and he pulled the shawl of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And because of his pulling, that shawl imprinted marks on the blessed neck of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But when Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam looked towards him, so he said, "O Muhammad, please give me something from that wealth which Allah azza wa jalla has granted you." Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam didn't say any word and commanded his companions, Sahaba ikram, to give him some wealth. And Sahaba ikram followed the commandment of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and they gave something to that person. Now see, if that kind of incident happens with us, so what would be our behavior at that time? We will be full of anger. You know, what are you doing? At this time, when you are requesting me to give you something, and you are requesting in that way, in that manner, but Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam didn't say any word, didn't scolded him, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam granted him wealth. So that was the character of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam at the time of any kind of trouble and problem.
Dear viewers of Madni Channel, Subhanallah, how kind and gentle our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was. Allahu Akbar. Those people who were his enemies, and those people who were after his life, Subhanallah, but still he sallallahu alaihi wasallam forgave them at the occasion of Fateh Makkah, conquer of Makkah. Allahu Akbar. If Aqad Alam sallallahu alaihi wasallam wanted, he could have killed them, he could have ordered the Sahaba to kill them, but he forgave them. And as Mufti Sahab told us, that all of them, they accepted Islam. If you are Muballigh of Islam, if you are Muballigh and working for Islam, if you are inviting people towards righteousness, this is the best example for you. What should be your behavior? Allahu Akbar. What should be your attitude? If people, they are not accepting your invitation, if people, they are rejecting your invitation, you are talking to them, but they are turning their faces away from you. You go again and again to them, but they don't listen to you. You should not break your heart. You should not lose your heart. Allahu Akbar. And then you shouldn't be harsh towards them as well. Be polite. Be gentle. These type of phases come in the life of a muballigh. And this is the time when you show patience, it will soften the hearts of those people who you are inviting towards the Islam. Allahu Akbar. And this thing will become a sort of special invitation for them, and God willing, Allah willing, inshallah, one day they will accept Islam. Dear viewers of Madni Channel, moving to the next question. Ulaika alayhim salawatum min rabbihim wa rahma. So Musab, in this verse, the word salawat and rahma, these two words are used. So what is the meaning of these two words, and especially the meaning of whole this verse or this part of the verse as well?
Basically, the word salat is in the meaning of prayer.
True.
But when that salat is from Allah Azza wa Jalla, so that is not in the meaning of prayer.
True.
That is in the meaning of giving blessings, granting blessings. True. Means the patient ones who show patience, Allah Azza wa Jalla grant them his blessings. And rahma is in the meaning of mercy, the special bounty of Allah Azza wa Jal. So those people who show patience, Allah Azza wa Jal grant them his blessings and mercies, and Allah Azza wa Jal praises them as well. So when the word salat is ascribed to Allah Azza wa Jal, so then it is in the meaning of praising as well. In Allah praises those people. So ulaika alayhim salawatum min rabbihim wa rahma mean those people who show patience. For them, there are blessings of Allah and there is praise of Allah. I mean, Allah Azza wa Jal gives them respect and honor and praises them in front of angels. and Allah Azza wa Jal grants them His mercies.
Subhanallah. Dear viewers of Madni channel, at the end of the silsila, Mufti Sahib is giving good news from Holy Quran for those people who are patient. Allahu Akbar. Ulaika alayhim salawatum min rabbihim wa rahma. For the patient ones, there is an honor from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and there are special mercies for them as well from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq to become patient if there is any calamity, if we are in troubles and problems, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq to become practicing Muslim. Ameen, ameen, bijahin nabil ameen. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Qur'an, Qur'an, in the light.